Scripture text chosen for Ash Wednesday from the Psalms, Psalm 51. A couple verses from Scripture that have found their way into our liturgies and that we sing and recite often in American Christian churches each week. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a free spirit. Create in me a clean heart. Restore my spirit. In the spring of the year, our thoughts turn to spring training and to spring cleaning. Create in me a clean heart. Metaphorically, I invite you to consider, create in me a clean closet, O Lord. Got a closet that needs cleaning, do you? Who doesn't? Imagine you wake up some morning this week and everything in your closet is in your room. It's been brought out, put in front of you, stacked up nice and neat, in order. And you go into your closet and it's empty. It's been repainted. The ceiling's been fixed. The carpet's been cleaned. Because the insight from the psalmist is not what we often think it is. You've got to kind of womp up the energy and create this clean heart or metaphorically clean closet. This is not a do-it-yourself project. The psalmist prays that it will be done for us. So somebody's cleaned out your closet. That sounds a little scary, doesn't it? Everything in it is out for, well, for you to see again, as though you don't know what's in there. What are you going to do now that your little corner of whatever it is that your closet represents is now clean? Well, you're going to put stuff back in it, are you not? You're going to organize your life. And with a clean closet, if you will, your spirit is renewed. The question I invite you to consider is, what are the things you're going to put back in? And what are the things you're going to let go of? If it were my closet, among the first few things that I would put back in are my costumes. That's another way of saying clothes, really. One of the more interesting insights from social psychology is that when we go to meet the world in the morning after having dressed, we're in effect putting on a costume that helps us play the part, play the character, live up to the expectations others have from us or that we have from ourselves. In other words, live out our calling. A uniform is a kind of costume, and some of us wear uniforms of various types. We have clothes that are appropriate to the jobs that we have. We have styles of clothing that we think fit our personality and that we have chosen carefully to show others what we want them to know. It's called impression management, is the technical term. But this is not haphazard. Trouble is, in our closets, we have costumes that we don't need anymore, costumes that we don't use anymore. So just put the ones back in that help you live out your calling and be the best that you can be. I'm putting back in the suits and the sport coats and the Hawaiian shirts, all part of the act, all part of what it means to be me in my work and in my play. I've got a bunch of t-shirts that I use when I jog, a couple shirts from the softball team, that kind of stuff. The shoes I need. The boots that make me pretend I'm from West Texas. I'm going to put those back in the closet. And there's a bunch of other stuff that I don't need, and I'll give that away so that others might use it as a part of their act, or I'll dispose of it safely and with some eye toward being environmentally friendly. That's what I'm going to do next. I'm going to put the costumes back in. And secondly, I'm going to put back in three or four things that, well, that we used to call them hope chests, in a way. Things that remind us that there are days yet to be and good things yet to come. I've got a Xerox paper box sized, case sized box of baseball cards that are fairly new. They're just within the last 10 or 15 years worth since I started reawakening this silly hobby of mine. And they're largely worthless at the moment. But I'm putting them back in the closet up on the corner because there was a box about that size that I had collected when I was a child that somebody threw out that I kind of wish I still had. And maybe someday my grandchildren will be rooting through my closet and find this big old box of, what's this? Oh my gosh, baseball cards. Oh, you never know. Could be something amazing or not, but I have hope. I have hope that there will be something, some good that comes of it, and other stuff of similar sort. The other thing I'm putting back in, and in fact this goes into a fireproof lock box, is my passport. I haven't had a passport very long. Had one some many years back when I was a child, and just renewed it a couple of years ago. I've got one trip planned overseas in the next year, but not the last. Don't know where else I'm going to go. The passport is a symbol of expectation. Something exciting going to happen, maybe. Or if an exciting opportunity presents itself, at least I'll be ready. Need one even now to go to Mexico or Canada. I'm going to put my passport back in. My good buddy, who's in a full-scale war now with brain cancer, told me this last week, I'm going to renew my passport. Good for him. Good for him. So if you haven't got one, get one. Put it back in your closet. It's a symbol of hope. Somewhat paradoxically, I guess, in that same lockbox, I have my will. Haven't had that for very long either, a couple of years. Sort of sobering to draw one of those things up. But in a way, it illustrates the hope, perhaps the assumption, that at least the assets we've accumulated so far have helped us leave the world better than we found it, because we will leave the world. And we will transfer those assets to people we love. And we've thought about that pretty carefully. And we hope that their lives will include things they've gotten from us, resources we've been able to share, that they will leave it better than they found it. It's a symbol of hope. Baseball cards, a passport, a will. I'm putting that back in the closet and I'm keeping them in a safe place. And as I do this, my spirit begins to reawaken, begins to renew with a sense of forward movement, looking ahead, planning, anticipating, and settling down some. And one last thing I'm going to put back in the closet. When God created a clean closet for me, God put it all out for God to see, which was no secret, including those skeletons over there on the east wall. Things I've done, things I've left undone, things I couldn't prevent. A couple of secrets almost nobody knows were in there. God knows. Brought them out. Didn't hit me over the head with them. And two or three of them need to go back in. They need to stay secret. They need to stay safe and quiet where they belong. A lot of other ones, they don't rattle anymore. They're just now a pile of bones, and I'll dispose of them safely. Dispose of them from my consciousness, and with it, the fear and the guilt that they used to be a part of. There's two or three more that are going back in, and if they start rattling around some, I know what to do with them. I'll simply pray the same prayer. Create in me a clean heart. For God knows what all that's about. And in the meantime, it'll keep me humble. When I go in there to take on the day and put on my very best costume and figure I'm going to nail it. Well, I'm also going to at least have a glance at what keeps me grounded. What keeps me grounded and prevents me from complacency. And also reminds me that, well, it's Lent and we all have feet of clay. So for the sake of humility, putting forward the best of what I can be, and looking forward with hope, I have a clean closet, metaphorically, a clean heart, because that's the essence of what God is telling us this day and more or less any Sunday, any day to which we address a prayer to God. The answer is always, you are clean. There's hope. Let your spirits be renewed by a future of endless possibilities to which you go with a past of experience that you would not have created but would not be who you are without. You are clean. Amen. And may the peace of God, which goes beyond what we can possibly understand, keep you strong, renew your spirit, and give you hope. Amen.